Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. North Korea's state news agency says Kim Jong-un has accepted an invitation from President Trump to visit the United States. The offer was made at the two leaders' summit in Singapore. Mr. Kim also invited President Trump to visit Pyongyang. From Seoul, Robin Brand reports.
The front page of the Workers' Daily shows the flags, the handshake, the smiles. Two men seemingly meeting on equal terms. State-run media reports that President Trump agreed to lift sanctions against North Korea, something that wasn't in the signed agreement. It would come as the mutual relationship advances, apparently. But that appears to be far more than the US has said, in public anyway. North Korea's state-run media emphasized the surprise pledge from President Trump to halt what it called irritating joint military exercises carried out by the US and South Korea. All achieved, it said, because of the proactive, peace-loving measures taken by its respected supreme leader.
The Singapore summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un has been welcomed by many as a good step in the right direction. On conservative Fox News, the president was praised for a historic diplomatic breakthrough. But there has also been skepticism that beyond a broad proposal for denuclearization, there was a lack of detail. Politicians on both sides questioned Mr. Trump's suspension of joint military exercises with South Korea. Others were concerned that Pyongyang's long record of human rights abuses was not addressed. The United Arab Emirates has given Yemen's Houthi rebels a final deadline to withdraw their forces from the key port of Al-Hudaydah or face imminent attack. Hudaydah is the main entry point for humanitarian aid on which over 7 million Yemenis depend. Aid agencies have warned of the risk of up to a quarter of a million casualties if the Saudi-led coalition attacks the port. The BBC's Nawal Al-Makhafi is a regular visitor to Yemen.
But the worry is to regain control of that port. The price that civilians will have to pay for that recapture is very, very high. I mean, this assault could take weeks, it could take months. We just have no idea how long it could take. And in that time, it will be at a standstill. None of that food or aid would be coming in, and that will have a catastrophic effect on the ground across the country.
World News from the BBC.